in the run-up to the Mizzou International Composers Festival, I've been visiting with some of the resident composers. I'll talk to the two guest composers as well. One of my guests on this week's program is Daniel Silliman. He was born in upstate New York or up near Houston and is a graduate of the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music. He recently joined the Department of Music at Princeton University, where he's working on his PhD. Daniel, thanks for making the time to visit today.
Yeah, happy to be on the show.
I listened to a couple of your works, Scaffold and Strain, and don't necessarily detect like one obvious influence in there. We just heard Scaffold, and we'll hear Strain next. Where'd you get the idea for the work Scaffold?
The summer before I'd wrote it, I'd been listening to a lot of piano trios, just because I knew that that was what I was going to be doing in the fall that I wrote the piece, and something that I was kind of concerned about was how the piano can really sort of envelop the string instruments, especially if it's like a big 9-foot grand or something. And that issue of balance was, I think, on my mind in a lot of ways. So I was really trying to constrain the resonance of the piano naturally, as well as the string instruments too, to sort of, I guess, create like a really narrow aperture for how the sound could come out. I really wanted it to be like a really focused sort of spare world, sort of like everything that a Brahms piano trio is not, you know, which is full and romantic and lovely and wonderful. I guess in my piece, I wanted to sort of narrow it down in a way.
And spare is definitely one of the terms that I had come to mind to describe Scaffold when I listened to it the first time. It's very engaging as well.
Oh, thank you.
So when I think about piano trios, I mostly think about Mozart. Who else did you turn to when you were familiarizing yourself with the literature?
I think the Ravel trio was pretty important to me, especially the third movement, the Passacaglia. There's something so wonderful that happens where each instrument enters one after another, and you're just sort of bearing witness to that process unfolding. It's like a very emotional experience, but it's also kind of conceptual in a way, because you're just watching the instruments take turns. I don't know. Something about that was really moving for me.
Who are the composers who have influenced you?
Yeah, there was something of a kind of stopping or a crisis or something that happened a couple of years ago where I decided that whatever it was that I was doing, I didn't want it to continue in that way anymore. And so I had kind of stopped writing music for a while. But I was very lucky to go to a summer program in Maine where there were a lot of composers there, and I was able to meet composers whose work has become like really meaningful to me and whose work has like really sort of helped me find a way out of what at the time seemed like a kind of impasse. I think the composer Andrew Greenwald, who's also a percussionist, who's based in New York, meeting him and getting to know his work was like really, really important, I think, getting out of the place I was in musically. So I would certainly cite him as an influence. And also, I don't know if you know the music of Kate Soper, but she's a singer and composer as well. And the way that she uses language and text, I also find really engaging and inspiring.
Daniel, what is your primary instrument that you play?
My first instrument was the piano, and that's also how I got into composition, because my piano teacher made us write things and do like theory exercises and stuff. So she introduced me to notation. And I also played, this is kind of embarrassing, I also played the euphonium in throughout high school and college a little bit, which is like a sort of small tuba. It's a really strange instrument. It's funny because it's kind of seeing a renaissance now in experimental music as like a noisemaker. And so I feel kind of silly about selling mine. I kind of want it back.
And interestingly, another euphonium player is Ryan Linvite. One of your fellow resident composers at the Mizzou International Composers Festival. Must be something in the water in Southern California.
Yeah, something about the euphonium. He's a much, much better euphonium player than I am. We bond over that shared embarrassment, I guess.
Well, it makes you special. I'm sure if you played violin or piano, you wouldn't get as many calls, but when you're in people's Rolodex as the euphonium player, sometimes there's not a lot of you around.
Well, that's probably for the best. It's a funny instrument, and I'll take any chance I can get to take a whack at it.
That is euphonium performer Daniel Silliman. He's kept his day job as a composer. He'll be one of eight resident composers here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival, happening at the end of July at the Missouri Theater. Details are available online at music.missouri.edu.